I'm Molly White, and you're listening to the audio feed for the Citation Needed newsletter. You can see the text version of the newsletter online at citationneeded.news. Coinbase appears to have violated campaign finance laws with a $25 million super PAC donation. Actively involved in contract negotiations with a federal government agency, Coinbase was likely prohibited from making its $25 million contribution to the Fairshake Crypto Super PAC in May 2024. This issue was originally published on July 30, 2024. With $45.5 million in corporate contributions, American cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase is the largest donor to Fairshake, a newly minted super PAC focused solely on installing political candidates who will be friendly to the cryptocurrency industry and ousting those with a history of pushing for stronger regulations and consumer protections when it comes to an industry that has long been a regulatory Wild West. Coinbase's donations to the Super PAC came in three installments: $5 million contributed in November 2023, $15.5 million in December 2023, and another infusion of $25 million on May 30, 2024. Coinbase announced the latter contribution a few days later on their blog on June 3rd in a post titled "How to Get Regulatory Clarity for Crypto." They repeated dubious claims about the number of Americans who own cryptocurrency and the so-called grassroots nature of their Stand With Crypto advocacy group, and described the spending as an attempt to, quote, send a clear message to political candidates that it is bad politics to be anti-crypto. This $25 million contribution, however, appears to be in violation of federal campaign finance laws that prohibit contributions from current or prospective federal government contractors. This would be by far the largest known illegal campaign contribution by a federal contractor. The contract. On March 4, 2024, the U.S. Marshals Service, an agency of the U.S. Department of Justice, published a contract opportunity for a provider to help them with, quote, managing and disposing of large quantities of popular cryptocurrency assets. The Marshals Service is in charge of holding cryptocurrency assets that have been seized as a result of law enforcement activity, including at least 164,000 bitcoins with an estimated market price of around $10 billion, and the Marshals periodically sell these bitcoins once litigation has concluded. Bids for the Marshals Service contract were due on April 1, 2024. On July 1, 2024, the $32.5 million contract was awarded to Coinbase, and Coinbase published a blog post promoting its selection for the federal contract the same day. According to the government website, the contract began on July 1, 2024, and will end on June 30, 2025 at the earliest. Campaign finance law prohibits federal government contractors from making contributions or promising to make contributions to political entities, including super PACs like Fairshake. According to the FEC website, quote, "The prohibition begins when the request for proposals are sent out or the negotiations have begun, whichever is earlier, and ends when performance under a contract is completed or negotiations have terminated, whichever is later." This prohibition, and similar such laws, are sometimes called pay-to-play laws. With a request for proposals issued on March 4, 2024, and a contract that will end no sooner than June 30, 2025, the $25 million contribution on May 30, 2024 by Coinbase to the Fairshake Super PAC is well within the prohibited time period. The largest illegal campaign contribution from a federal contractor to date appears to have been $1 million in 2022, contributed by the Marathon Petroleum Company to their respective super PACs for both House and Senate Republicans. At the time, a unit of the Marathon Company was in negotiations for a small, one-off contract to provide jet fuel to a government agency. The violation resulted in an $85,000 fine. According to FEC data, fines have been levied against other federal contractors for similar illegal contributions, though none of these contributions have rivaled the $25 million amount in this contribution by Coinbase. In March 2022, the Hamilton Company was fined $56,000 for making a $300,000 contribution to the Americans for Prosperity Action Committee. In July 2021, Ashbrit Incorporated was fined $125,000 for a $500,000 contribution to America First Action. And in October 2005, Amec Construction was fined $85,000 for various contributions to various committees, amounting to almost $17,000. A 2022 analysis of FEC enforcement trends by the law firm Holland & Knight observed that civil penalties against corporations that violated federal contractor prohibitions tended to be closely correlated to the amount of the violation, typically ranging from 17 to 19% of the amount. They also observed, however, that many violators obtained at least partial refunds of their contributions, in many cases offsetting the penalties. A possible loophole. Some corporations have attempted to sidestep FEC restrictions on federal contractors by claiming that the campaign contribution came from one entity while the government contract was awarded to another. This most notably occurred in the case of a $2.5 million contribution in 2012 by the Chevron Oil Company, also to the Congressional Leadership Fund. Although political advocacy group Public Citizen filed a complaint with the FEC over the contribution, the FEC ultimately dismissed it after accepting the Chevron Corporation's argument that Chevron, the political donor, and Chevron USA, the government contractor, were separate entities, despite the companies sharing a CEO and mailing address, and despite Chevron USA being a wholly owned subsidiary of Chevron. The FEC's decision was criticized at the time as one, quote, that could create a loophole $1 million wide for other companies to exploit. It's not evident that Coinbase is trying to exploit this very loophole with this campaign contribution, but it is at least possible. The government contract and the campaign contribution are tied to Coinbase Inc. and simply Coinbase, with mailing addresses in New York and California, respectively. Coinbase claims to be, quote, a decentralized company with no headquarters, suggesting that its business entities may not be closely tied to either particular location or mailing address. Coinbase does have multiple subsidiaries, including one each registered in California and New York, although neither is mentioned by name in either the government contract or the FEC reporting. The New York subsidiary is the Coinbase Custody Trust Company, LLC, which shares the address used in the government contract, and so it's possible that this is the entity involved in the government contract. However, Coinbase's own business onboarding documents for Coinbase Prime, which is Coinbase's institutional service being used by the Marshals, explain that businesses that use Coinbase Prime will enter into contracts with Coinbase Inc. and either its local or international subsidiary, in this case, Coinbase Custody Trust Company. If Coinbase Custody Trust Company is indeed an entity involved with the government contract, despite not being mentioned by name, its parent, Coinbase Inc., is likely also a party. While Coinbase's documents do note that businesses have the option to only contract with the trust company and not with Coinbase Inc., this is only for the custody-only solution, which does not include the institutional trading services that the Marshals have contracted from Coinbase. A Coinbase spokesperson declined to answer questions about which entities were associated with the government contract or the political contribution, or to respond to broader inquiries about the apparent campaign finance violation, stating only that, quote, Coinbase complies with all applicable laws, including campaign finance law. A spokesperson for the Fair Shake Political Action Committee did not respond to requests for comment on the Coinbase entity that donated to the PAC, whether Fair Shake had solicited the donation, or whether Fair Shake had confirmed with Coinbase at the time of the donation their status as a federal contractor. The Fair Shake website does note that federal contractors are prohibited from contributing to the Super PAC. An apparent campaign finance violation of historic size is not a good look for an industry attempting to regain legitimacy in the political sphere. Earlier overtures to politicians and regulators largely came from the cryptocurrency exchange FTX, whose CEO Sam Bankman-Fried had aimed to be the adult in the room representing the industry in policy discussions on Capitol Hill. The collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange in November 2022, which revealed the massive fraud ongoing at the company, burned many of the bridges the industry had built with Congress and embarrassed the many politicians who had accepted substantial donations from his company or illegally routed through its executives. Some political action committees who also received funds from FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried may have to forfeit some or all of the money illegally given to them. Campaign finance violations played a role in the criminal case against FTX's executives, and one executive convicted on a campaign finance charge, Ryan Salem, will be reporting to prison in the near future to begin his more than 7-year sentence. Ultimately, the case against Sam Bankman-Fried primarily focused on the financial fraud, and he was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison. The harm to consumers as a result of the FTX collapse and the related disasters in the cryptocurrency world had seemed, for a time, to convince lawmakers of the need for stronger consumer protections in the fraud-ridden cryptocurrency industry. Those memories, unfortunately, seem to be growing ever more distant for some politicians as the industry is waving nearly $200 million under their noses. Thanks for listening to this issue of the Citation Needed newsletter. To learn how to support my work, visit mollywhite.net/support. If you'd like to read the text versions of these episodes, sign up to receive the newsletter in your email, or support my work on a recurring basis, go to citationneeded.news.